Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Have you been taking your deep dragon breaths? They're so relaxing. Now, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. First, set your listening buddy to your side, and let's take 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Today, you're going to think about how your body feels resting on Earth. This is all pretend, so you are very safe. You will start by thinking about your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end with thinking about your entire body. Now, let's find your earth. It is a warm and cozy beach. The sun is shining on the sand, causing each grain to sparkle. You sit down in the soft, warm sand. The sand hugs you as you lie back on the cozy beach. Think about your feet as you place them in the sand. Focus on how your feet feel. Are they warm and cozy? Do you feel the soft grains slip in between your toes, gently rubbing your feet? Does the warm sand tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the sand hug your feet and breathe like a dragon in and out. Next, think about your legs. How do they feel? Sand surrounds and hugs your legs tight. You feel a comforting squeeze from the kind earth. The warmth of the beach draws you in deeper Now, focus on your back. How does it feel? Relax down into the sand and breathe like a dragon. In and out. The soft beach supports you and gives you a big teddy bear hug. How do your hands feel? Your hands are open with your fingers spread out, allowing the grains of sand to fall between them. Your hands relax as they settle into the safe, warm sand. Now, think about your arms. How do they feel? Let the sand gently surround your arms as they slowly soften. Next, focus on your shoulders. Let them settle down into the warm sand and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The beach holds your shoulders gently and gives you a nice, cozy hug. Now, think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the sand support your head like a pillow as you lie back on the cozy beach. Notice and enjoy the feeling of comfort as the sand gently cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. Warm sand supports your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the earth hug you tightly. As you continue to relax in the cozy warm sand, let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathe in through your nose and breathe fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Morning Mail. The sun peeked across Awe Island and calmly climbed up into the sky. Marnie, the mail truck, felt excited to begin her route. She loved to deliver cards and packages to the people of Awe Island. The mail truck knew how much everyone enjoyed getting fun surprises in the mail. As she pulled out of her garage, a dog howled in the distance, and Marnie's engine sputtered with worry. The little mail truck was afraid of dogs. She took a deep dragon breath in and out. And reassured herself, saying, "It's okay. I know what to do." And Marnie did know what to do. Last week, Dragon had seen the little mail truck honking at a group of dogs following her as she tried to finish delivering all the mail. When she was done with her route, Dragon met her outside the post office and showed the exhausted mail truck some tricks. With a deep dragon breath, in and out, Dragon's flames showed a happy dog, tail wagging, relaxed body and ears, and a great big smile. Dragon took another deep breath in and out. And this time, the fire showed Marnie driving slowly as the friendly dog approached. As the flames began to disappear, the fiery version of Marnie sped up, and the dog ran after her. So that's why all the dogs chased her. Marnie had thanked the dragon and settled in for a nice rest, thinking over what Dragon had taught her. Now the little mail truck was ready and slowly turned onto her first street. She watched carefully as she approached the first mailbox. She delivered the mail, and off she went to the second house, driving nice and slowly. Again, she successfully delivered the mail without interruption. Marnie's engine began to rumble a little louder as she pulled up to the third house. There usually was a dog here. The mail truck took a deep dragon breath in and out. And repeated to herself, "It's okay. I know what to do." When she stopped, Marnie heard a loud bark. Then a dog came running from behind the house. Feeling a little nervous, she watched carefully for the signs that the dog was happy. The golden retriever was wagging its tail and seemed to be relaxed and smiling. "Sunny," a voice called from the house. The dog stopped, looked back towards the house, and then at the mail truck again, its tail still wagging away. Realizing that the golden retriever was friendly, Marnie calmly finished her job delivering their mail. Sunny, the golden retriever, bounded a little closer now that the person had stopped calling for her. The mail truck noticed, but wasn't particularly worried. She could see that Sunny was a happy dog. As the friendly dog reached the mail truck, Sunny rolled belly up in the air onto her back. Back and forth, she wiggled in the grass until she sneezed. Then the happy dog hopped right up and licked the mail truck's tires. That tickled Marnie, and she giggled. Sunny hopped back, turned in a quick circle, and barked as the mail truck pulled away slowly to continue her route. Marnie laughed as the happy dog continued to run in circles. The mail truck thought about Sunny and realized she didn't need to worry about that dog. Throughout the neighborhood, the mail truck took her time and paid attention to what the dogs were saying with their body language. Most were very friendly. She did meet some that were a bit crabby, with ears and a tail held tightly down. Marnie took her time and carefully delivered the mail anyway. Dragon was right. When she moved slowly and carefully, no dogs chased her. Her route finished, the mail truck slowly rolled into her garage and yawned. Marnie was ready for rest. The mail truck settled into her spot and stretched as the garage door closed. Grateful thoughts rolled through her mind as she thought about the day. Marnie felt thankful Dragon had shown her how to move calmly around the dogs. The mail truck was very grateful none of the dogs had chased her today. Most of all, Marnie was grateful to have met the happy golden retriever, Sunny. The little mail truck squeezed herself tight and then relaxed, taking a deep dragon breath in and out. Marnie closed her eyes. With another deep dragon breath in and out, the little mail truck calmed even more and smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. Marnie's mind quieted, hoping she would see Sunny and her wagging tail again tomorrow. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.